if you, like me, were glued to The Apprentice over, well, the last weeks that it's been on, it all ended, of course, on Sunday night. You will have loved all the twists and turns of that. You'd have loved how silly the candidates sounded at times. However, Stephanie Smith, who graduated from Nottingham Trent University in 2008 and then did a master's the following year, was watching The Apprentice for a different reason, I think. Her collection has been worn by some of this year's Apprentice biggest characters, including the runner-up Helen Milligan. So let's talk to her now. Hello, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. So how did this come about? Because it wasn't just Helen that was wearing your gear, was it?
No. Well, initially, I approached Helen with my collection, because Helen is an extremely headstrong and driven individual. And obviously she's a very successful businesswoman who wants to look respectable, sophisticated and beautiful all at the same time.
Mm.
And obviously with my bespoke collection, because obviously I specialise in doing clothing for businesswomen, who obviously want to have all these three key points. So I approached her with my collection, showed her a few of my designs. And then now obviously it's developed from there, and she currently owns probably about 8 of my pieces.
Right.
And so does Natasha Scribbins, who's also on The Apprentice. And I'm currently in the process at the moment of designing her more pieces.
Right. So what have we seen? Because presumably, was this after the show had been filmed that you approached them, or did you manage to get some of your things on The Apprentice?
Well, no. To be honest, most of it obviously with the way The Apprentice has been filmed. A lot of it, obviously, when the TV programme first came on and when I approached, it was kind of late, unfortunately, a bit too late for things that were actually filmed during The Apprentice.
Yeah.
But no, I've had a lot of key pieces. And again, with Helen, I think she's worn quite a lot of my pieces on a lot of interviews that she's done.
Right.
I think she's been on BBC News, Lorraine Kelly, This Morning.
And have we seen any of them on, The Apprentice You're Fired? Which is...
Oh, yes, no, definitely. Well, yeah. That's something I was going to say that, obviously, I'm stressing to people because... from actually watching the show, a lot of people judged Natasha Scribbins as having quite a masculine demeanour in the way she stood and the way she dressed as a businesswoman. But actually, Natasha is a very feminine woman. And the show when it obviously was being filmed and the things that she wore didn't actually show that. And so then obviously that gave me the opportunity to also approach her and say, look, this is actually what I do for businesswomen.
Yeah.
And as you can see, the dress that she actually wore on You're Fired was actually one of my pieces.
Wow.
And didn't she look feminine?
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot, the first thing people commented straight away saying, God, what a transformation. Yeah. She looks very feminine. She looks very stylish. She looks a lot softer.
So what is the secret to doing what you do? Because you've got to create something that,
yes,
as you say, does make a woman look feminine, but still doesn't detract from the whole sort of business environment.
Oh, of course. Well, that's it exactly, because... I've had the great opportunity now on several occasions to actually sit down with both Helen and Natasha and other people alike and actually say to them, look, what is it you actually want? And then also what I've done is then what the process is, we will sit, I will talk to them about their ideas, kind of other things that they get inspiration from, what they tend to wear even out of work hours. Just obviously things that, they feel comfortable in, they feel very feminine in, but they assume or they label as not being comfortable for work or appropriate for work. So obviously with my pieces, we then, I'll then go away from that, I'll do some designs and send them to them, and then obviously then go transfer that into doing a fitting. So we take measurements, and then it is exactly bespoke, tailor-made Stephanie Smith label. That is what they've been wearing.
Good stuff. Stephanie, thanks for telling us about the success that you've had so far, and long may it continue as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. If you can please have a look at stephsmith.com, I'd really appreciate it, and any support or feedback from fellow students or people in the Nottingham area, because obviously that's where I've been for 5 years.
Yeah.
And so if I could have any support or feedback, and if there's any businesswomen around that area or even across the UK who obviously are interested in my products, I do make bespoke products, and eventually it will be turning into off the peg items as well, so you will be able to order directly off the website. Stephanie Smith.
Steph, thanks for joining us. Stephanie Smith, who graduated from Nottingham Trent University back in 2008, but now a successful designer.